start whenever you would like, it is 2:29.
Okay.
Now we're 2:30.
Okay, we're gonna bring this meeting to order, 2:30, Thursday, April 30th, 2020, 2:30 PM. Can we get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Here.
Roy?
Here. Are there any modifications, additions, and/or changes to the agenda as written? No. Are there any declaration of potential conflicts of interest by the board? Any conflicts of interest?
No.
No, okay. Can we get an approval of the agenda as written? Can I get a motion?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ken. Roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Do we have any public comments, Danielle?
I did not get any public comments.
Okay, we have no public comments before the board. So we're moving on to action item numeral four. Item A, beachfront RV park closure extension. Gary, would you like to take off on that, please?
Sure. Everybody can hear me, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so the state parks extended their closure to May 25th, through May 25th. And I'm asking the board to do the same with our RV.
Any comments from the board? Richard?
I concur.
Ken?
I concur.
Sharon?
I think that we should follow the directions like the Oregon State Parks. Yes.
Thank you, Sharon. Joe?
No.
No.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion. Can I get a motion to extend the closure of the RV park through May 25th?
I move to approve to extend the RV, the beachfront RV park closure through May 25th until Governor Brown releases the executive order on campgrounds and refund all reservations through May 25th.
Can I get a second on Richard's motion?
I second it.
Second.
Joe seconded them. Okay, we got a second. Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Action item B, 2020 events at the port. Gary, would you like to take off on that, please?
Sure. Just so the board knows, the Kite Festival did cancel their event on their own. The other events haven't canceled yet, but as all these events happening, you know, I guess the county fair canceled their event this year. I think it'd be wise if we follow suit and cancel our events this year.
I fully agree with you, Gary. Fully agree with you, because we don't know yet even if we're going to be open for business when or how or why. So anyway, comments from the board. Richard?
Well, I'm considering whether we should cancel clear into August. We don't really know yet where we are and where we will be. So let me hear from the other commissioners and I'll decide.
Okay, Ken?
Yes, I believe canceling all the way to the end of the year is a little premature. We seem to be going month by month on this, so I don't have any, I don't think the Pirates of the Pirates of the Pacific Festival would be a good event, even if we are a little bit off of the distancing the people's distancing from each other. So I would say August, we review, look at it again as to where we stand.
So you think we should revisit it in August, Ken? That's your opinion?
That would be my suggestion, but I'm open also.
Okay, Sharon?
Crescent City has canceled their fireworks, their 4th of July this year. The way things are going, I think we should go ahead and let things be canceled at least through July. Maybe near the end of July, if things have improved, maybe we should bring it back to the table and discuss it further.
Hey, Roy, can I speak for a second?
Absolutely, Gary.
Just so the commissioners know, there's a lot of planning involved. And if these organizers are not knowing what's going on, they're not going to have the vendors lined up. So Bruce Ellis actually told me that he would prefer to have things canceled now instead of just dragging things on and then canceling it later, because it's just going to foul things up for him planning. So that was his suggestion.
Right. I understand that too, Gary. And any other comments from the boards on members from Gary's last statement, Joe?
Well, the Saturday market, I think you should just throw it completely out the window.
I got to do it all or none.
You think so? It's just going to hurt the retail market and people, on the weekends. It really helps them.
I know.
But right now, ain't nothing open but the nail store.
No, but I think things are going to be changed in part of May 20th.
Well, and if it is, we can always revisit. That's for sure. If things open up, then we come right back to the table and revisit everything and reevaluate. But it's like Gary said, there's so much planning in advance. These, like the Pirate Festival, they start planning for next year, the day after the show.
Oh, yeah. I understand the Pirate Festival.
And, we have the Joe's concern is for the weekend boardwalk market. I believe if we are going to shut it down, that we shut it all down and not let one or the other set precedence after we make a decision here. Richard?
Well, I don't know, Roy. The reason I'm kind of dithering on this is because this is a tough call. I look at those vendors at that Saturday market, and in some cases, this is the only venue they have to sell. And they certainly are going to be hurting if they can't get their own products out. At the same time, I also understand the planning issue. And the, leaving this hanging in the air. So I'm torn, but I think I'm probably leaning more toward being persuaded by what Gary said about maybe we should just cancel it all right now to save these people a lot of effort and planning that may not be may not come to fruition.
Correct, Richard. And if we do it now, then they have plenty of time to try and find maybe another location if there are other locations available. I don't think they're going to be available until the governor opens the state up again. The Saturday market would be a type of gathering. The events would definitely be gatherings, by mass gatherings. So can we, any input from you, Ken, again?
No.
Sharon?
That's bottom line.
Yep.
Yes, Roy?
Yes, Sharon.
Okay, so even if the governor does open things up, it's going to be opened up to still social distancing, and I just can't see social distancing at an event.
Right.
We have a hard enough time just at the launch ramp.
Yes, we do, Sharon. Yes, we do. Joe, comments?
I'll go with you guys.
Okay. All right, can I get a motion to cancel all events through the rest of the year at the Port of Brookings?
I make a motion to approve canceling all remaining events at the port for calendar 2020 and refunding deposits to the event organizers.
Did everybody hear Joe's motion?
Yes.
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 Can we get a second?
Second.
Sharon, second it. Roll call, Danielle.
Sharon. Sharon.
Yes. Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes. Okay, motion carries unanimously. Information items, there are none. Commissioner comments. Richard?
Well, I do have a comment. I sent you and Gary both emails about the reopening. You know, it's my feeling that reopening our economy in Curry County should be coordinated between the county commissioners, the cities, and the ports. And it shouldn't, I mean, at the beginning of this thing when we started, it was kind of a winner-take-all staggered event. I don't see any reason to do that, to reopen. I think we need to be thoughtful, deliberate, and careful about how we open things up, both with the eye toward public safety, but also the impact on the community if we just throw the doors wide open and say, hey, everybody's welcome. I have concerns about that in terms of our grocery supplies and some of those kind of things. So my comment would be that to the extent we can, I would certainly like to see the effort to reopen this county be coordinated.
Absolutely, Richard. Thank you for that comment. Ken?
No, I have no comments.
Sharon?
No comments today.
Joe?
No.
Martha, do you have any comments?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Our next regular meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020 at 6 p.m. Any further questions or comments from the board before we adjourn?
This is Richard. I have one for Gary.
Okay.
So you sent us an email about the furloughed port employees. So what, in terms of the budget, are the ramifications of that? Is that primarily focused on medical insurance?
No, it's not primarily medical insurance. It's just the budget not having the funds to support our workforce. So it's just basically resources, not, you know, not having the income to support the large workforce that we had. That
okay.
Answer your question?
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
Joe, any comments?
No.
Ken, Sharon, any comments?
No
more comments. Everything is good here.
Okay, with that being said, we will adjourn this meeting. What time is it right now?
It is 2:43.
Adjourned. The meeting is adjourned at 2:43, Thursday, April 30th, 2020. Thanks, everybody, for calling in, and a great meeting. Everybody have a great day. Be safe.